a hospitality house is a place for people who are coming to Roanoke, Virginia from 50 miles away or more. It's a place for them to find a home away from home while they're receiving medical care from one of our three medical facilities.
Is it for the people that are actually receiving the treatment or their family?
Both. Yeah, it actually can be for the people who are receiving treatment. For example, someone might be coming in for a 5 a.m. outpatient procedure, but they're coming from Galax. That's a long way to travel at 5 o'clock in the morning, so they can receive a room ahead of that outpatient surgery and relieve a little bit of the stress of getting here early.
So how is it different than Ronald McDonald House?
Great question. Ronald McDonald House is for children 18 and under, so we serve adult patients only, 18 and above. The inspiration actually started back in 2017. Our founding board member, Terry Ann, who's from Marion, Virginia, so far southwest Virginia, her dad was diagnosed with a very curable cancer and needed to receive treatment. Roanoke wasn't an option for the cancer he had and the treatment that he needed. So they were looking at options. They looked at UVA and they looked at Wake Forest in Winston-Salem and ultimately chose to go to Winston-Salem because they found out there was a hospitality house in the area, which meant that Monday through Friday, as Charlie was receiving his treatment, they could go as a family and stay in the hospitality house Monday through Friday and then come home on the weekends. So that was a choice based on the availability of this house.
And they couldn't do that here?
They could not do that in Roanoke, no.
Do people pay for these rooms? Is sliding scale or what?
Yep, exactly. So we know from the over 200 other hospitality houses across the nation that the average price is about $55 a night. However, most hospitality houses offer a sliding scale down to, let's say, $10 or $15 a night based on need. So if someone can't quite make the $55, of course, that sliding scale comes into play.
Getting ready to near the purchase, where you're at money-wise, Emily, how people could help. I guess you're looking for some big hitters to do some naming rights, correct?
Absolutely. Longer term, we've got naming rights available as much as naming the house, all the way down to, you know, naming individual guest rooms. We do have a property that is under contract very close to Roanoke Memorial Hospital, which will be of great service to those coming to the area and receiving care, not only at Roanoke Memorial, but also Lewis Gale and the VA, as well as Blue Ridge Cancer Care. So with the purchase of that property, we will have 25 guest rooms. We are about $160,000 away from closing on July 1st. And then we'll launch a larger capital campaign to pay for the remodeling of that building and getting it up to being able to open our doors.
So when would you like to be able to open the doors?
Yeah, so we would
love... What's your pie in the sky?
Pie in the sky would be 2026. We don't expect that we would be in there in 2025. However, by the end of 2026, we would like to be fully operational and accepting patients from all across the region.
I'm Gene Moreno in the WFIR newsroom. Emily Reburn is Hospitality House Executive Director. The immediate goal is raising more than $100,000 towards closing costs with a July 1st deadline. How is it going to be sustainable going forward?
Much of our funding will come from fundraising. However, one way that we have already mapped out based on, again, best practices across the nation from other hospitality houses is we are over 50% self-funded through folks who are coming in and paying for their nightly stay. In that way, we're self-funded, but we do expect that about 40% will probably be fundraised throughout the year.
And I'm just wondering if you've talked to people at Carilion or Lewis Gale and they're like, wow, this is really a good idea. This is really going to be an asset.
Absolutely. So we've got a couple folks from Carilion on our board of directors and board of advisors, one of which is Dr. Fintel from Carilion Oncology. Of course, he sees folks from all over the region who are coming to Roanoke for their cancer treatment and understanding the need to be able to support families during that time. So we know it's a necessity. We do have conversations with all of our medical facilities, the VA, Lewis Gale, and Carilion, about the need for this service, and we know we have their support.
Can I ask, what's your background, or how did you get motivated to do this?
Sure. I have a background in healthcare. I have a background in technology work-wise. But my motivation is a little more personal. In 2019, I went through my own cancer treatment, 6 months. Of course, I live here in the area, so it was very easy for me to take the morning off work, go receive my cancer treatment, my chemo, and then pop back home, you know, in time for lunch. not everybody has that ability. So this project, when I met with our founder, Terry Ann, really spoke to me. It becomes much, much harder for not only the patient, but also family members to support people in instances where longstanding treatment is necessary.
Right, and it relieves them some of the financial burden.
Absolutely.
If they're paying even if they're paying the full 55, it's better than paying $150 a night or something like that for a hotel or something.
Absolutely. There's a lot of barriers to care. And I think when you live in the city or near a medical facility, it's easy to take advantage of those or take those for granted. But you think about transportation, the cost of transportation, even just simple meals, finding a healthy meal, not having to go through a drive-thru, staying the night somewhere, even finding care for a loved one so that you can leave and come to Roanoke can oftentimes be a barrier. So we're hoping to cover just one of those.
By the way, you mentioned meals. Are you going to be serving meals?
Yep. Our facility will have a full commercial kitchen, which will be wonderful because if you are staying there as a patient or family member and want to bring something of your own to cook in the kitchen, you can. We will also have groups that come in and provide meals on a regular basis as well. Church groups, different organizations, companies who want to do a volunteer night can come and serve meals.
You guys have really put a lot of planning into this. It's been going on, I guess, since the first germination, 8-9 years? And it seems like, Emily, even the volunteer groups, different groups coming in to do the meals, that everybody's on board with this. This is something that really was missing in the area, especially when you're Roanoke and you're a regional hub.
Exactly. It's hard to argue this isn't a useful service for folks, not only in the regions that we would serve. So think about those pocket communities across Southwest Virginia, even into North Carolina a little bit, definitely into West Virginia. But even here at home in Roanoke, Virginia, being able to provide this neighborly care is something that means a lot to us and why we want to pull in a lot of other organizations to support us throughout the year in many different ways.
If people want to get involved, how do they do that?
The best way is to visit our website. You can find everything you need there, and that is Hospitality House, BR, as in Blue Ridge.
Emily Reburn is Hospitality House Executive Director. Naming rights range from $60,000 for a single guest room to $3 million for the house naming rights. See more at hospitalityhousebr.org. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Morano.